Okay, we're on. Okay, just want to apologize for yesterday. I think some reported there were some technical difficulties with the downloading, but the people in charge said they had fixed it within an hour. So I hope that everybody who needed to listen was able to listen yesterday. If not, please feel free to again email one of the contacts, and we'll try to make sure that you could get the shiur. But I hope everything is fixed by now. Okay, Tezvav Ambeis, second to last skinny line. Ashechei Shmuel or Rav Yehuda the Tali be'ivra the Dasha. Shmuel sees Rav Yehuda who was leaning against the doorway, the kabach, and he was crying. Amalei, we are, by the way, towards the end of the Acher story. Just got one more point about it, and then we'll move on to the next gadol that was involved. So Amalei, shouldn't my kabach is. So Shmuel says, Rav Yehuda, why are you crying? Oh, smart one, why are you crying? Amalei mi zutra. Is it small? Is it a small idea? The following, my dechsibhu b'rabanan, that which talks about the rabbanan, aye sofer v'aye shokel. Where is the sofer? Where is the shokel? Aye sofer esamigdalim. Where is the one who counts the towers? And we darshan that pasuk about tabidich achamim that are of no longer. Aye sofer. Where is the sofer? Shaye sofim kolosia shabat Torah. Those that used to count the letters of the Torah. Aye shokel, shall you shoklim kalin v'chamur in Shabbat Torah? Where are those who weigh the kal and chamur in the Torah? Rashi says they were able to darshan kal v'chomers. Ma kal mi'chomer v'chomer mi'kal. Where are those people? And the Marsha asks, but can anybody darshan kal v'chomer? What's the godless of a me? We're those who darshan, right? That's the only midah, right? That's unquoted. But the machlokas Rashi Tosis we quoted from Sukkah Lamed Aleph, where there's machlokas about the other. Everybody agrees you cannot darshan a gzeirah shava by yourself. Everybody agrees you can darshan a kavachomer by yourself, but everything else is in the middle. A machlokas, but a kavachomer, everybody agrees. So what do you mean? We're those who are anybody can darshan a kavachomer. So the Rashi explains, no, maybe it's you still have to know exactly which is the kal, which is the chomer, to make sure that sometimes you have a kavachomer pricha, sometimes you have a kavachomer which there's logic against. And one has to make sure that, you know, to be in the, be a bucky enough to know, you know, when it still is a proper kal v'chomer, even though you can do it yourself. This is the same exact idea that the Reb Chaim is quoted as saying in the Kovach Shirim, in Kedushin, in Simen Pei Dalid. The Gemara there quote says, Muchzakani b'cha sha'ata bucky b'chadrei ha-Torah. Lidrosh b'kal v'chomer i'ata yodeya. I know you're a bucky in all the secrets of the Torah, but I'm not sure if you can darshan kal v'chomers. And Rabbi Chanan says, you know, what's the bekiyus about the darshan kal v'chomer? Again, same question. So he quotes Rabbi Chaim, where he quotes, Ki lidrosh b'kal v'chomer ain't sarach l'bekiyus. Aval to darshan the kal v'chomer, you don't need bekiyus. Aval leidash kal v'chomer, he shall kayama, ve'ein alav shum pircha, lezet sarach li uzbaki b'chadri ha-Torah. He says, why? Ki efshar, you think your kal v'chomer is good here. But you got to know all of Shas. You got to know all of Kol Torah Kula in order to know that my Kal V'Chomer stands up to scrutiny. So Reb Chaim says that's what it means that to be able to darshan a proper Kal V'Chomer, that is something that is a milah. So that's this Ayi Shokel. We are the ones who could darshan a Kal V'Chomer, and Reb Chaim taught us what the significance is. And finally, the last phrase of the pasuk. Aye sofer es hamigdalim. Where are those who count the towers? So we darshan shah yushonin gimel meos halachos b'migdal haporeach ba'avir. Where are those that count the towers? Where are those who could darshan 300 halachos about the tower that hangs in the air? What does that mean? The tower hangs in the air. Rashi here quotes three pshatim. Rashi quotes number one, either talking about the letter lamid. The letter lamid, the top of the lamid, is like a tower that hangs in the air. So they could darsha 300 halachas based on that little part of the lamed. That's the greatest of these rabbanon. Number two, migdal referring to the dar haflaga, right? Darshaning 300 ideas about the dar haflaga. And number three, velinira says Rashi, it's about a migdal hapasuach laavir, a migdal that's open to the avir, some type of halacha and hilchas tumas ohel that is open to the outside. Is that Tommy? So this pasuk is saying, whoa, where are those rabbanon? Where have they gone? Those who could darshan all these halachas. V'yom Rabbi Ami, tlas mea boi boi doig v'achi tofel. B'migdal ha-porech ba'avir. Doig and achi tofel were able to darshan 300 halachos about this. And doig and achi tofel were, doig was the ba'al lashon hara par excellence. Right? He was the one that told on on Novir HaKohanim. He told Shaul that David had been hiding there. Though he was always the man in who was being Malshin. V'tznan, and the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Gimel Malachim v'arbehed yotos einlam chelok olam haba. These two, Doeg and Achidova, two of the ones, and Gimel Malachim, three kings and four regular proletariat, don't have olam haba. Anan might have yalan. So Rabbi Yehuda now finishes why he's crying. I'm not going to cry. Look at these greatest Talmidei Chachamim who darshened so many halachas and knew so much, and they lost their olam haba. So we, what are we supposed to think? So we learned, but how do we know that we're protected? How do we know that we're going to get our olam haba? That's why I'm crying. Omar Leish. So he answers him again. Shinina tina haisa belibam. No, you know why they lost it? Because even originally there was some crack, there was some problem with their emunah to begin with. It wasn't 100% lishma. There was a problem to begin with. It wasn't totally that they were lishma, and then they lost it. So the Gemara asks now, Acher Mai. So what was the problem with Acher? So if we're saying now that Torah usually protects a person, and if it doesn't protect a person, it's because there was some fault to begin with. What was Acher's fault? What was Acher's fault at the time? Acher Mai. So Gemara says, Zamar Yevani lo pasak mi pume. Greek music never stopped from his mouth. Zamar Yevani. Rashi says, "V'hayelo lahaniach b'shvil churban habayis." Rashi says he shouldn't have been singing because of the churban. The Gemara says that we're not supposed to have music after the churban habayis. Therefore, that was the problem. The question on Rashi though is that why dafka Greek music then? You know, any music. Rashi Shita and the Rambam Shita and the Shulchan Aruch, they're against the music industry. Right? They say after the churban habayis, you can't have music. Can't have music. Maybe one drum. Maybe a drum I'll give you at a... But he can't have music b'zman hazeh after the churban. So he asked the Mefarshim on Rashi, why dafka Greek music? Maybe Stan, that's what he listened to, but lav dafka. Lav dafka, zamar... Okay, so maybe you have to say that for Rashi. Maybe it's just that what he listened to, but it's not dafka that. The Marsha says, no, he feels, because of this question, he feels that it must be not Stam music, but this Greek music somehow connected to church music, what we would call. Somewhat connected to the Greek gods. That's the type of music he was listening to. And as we're going to see in a minute, it's connected to some type of heresy. It wasn't just music related to the Churban HaBayis. And Rav Moshe writes about this in the Tshuva as well. Rav Moshe writes in Yoredeya, in Beis Nunvav, Rav Moshe writes, Bedin Shmias Nigune Akum. We asked a question, Nigunim Shemizamrim Hanotsrim Bebeis Tfilasam. You know the tunes that they sing in church. Vade Asr Lashomam Af Alide HaRadio. Now let her listen to them. Let's say you like the music. You like the music. He's not talking to Stam here about Jewish music. That's another tshuva of Moshe. But this tshuva is about the church music. He says it's Asr. V'yaf alidei phonograph. V'lo rak ha'nigudin shemizamrim atah. Not only the modern day church music. Ela afilu mashayim mizamrim mikvar. Abba bishif siku atah lomar v'osam ha'nigudim Asr. V'gam ha'nigun shechiber ezen notzri nigun apasuk mitahillim. Let's say he made up a special tune for Hallel. A special tune, and it's a beautiful tune, and a gorgeous voice. Still it's Osir. Kistama nigudim shemachaber anotzrin lepisuki tehillim ulozamer tfilosehem. Letifilosehem. Shezeh Osir, and he quotes our Gemara, and he quotes Rashi, and he quotes the Marsha. He says, that must be Kavanas Rashi. It must be that it's against the Churban to sing this type of music. And that's why he says, Chazina du Isser Gadol, she'efshar she'yavi chas v'sholom li'dei minus, as we're going to see in Acher in a minute. V'gam yishimele gam Isser eskar shimelilim. Maybe they have some names in there. So Rav Moshe says, again, if this ever comes up, that this is Usher. If there's some type of music connected to Avodah Zarah, Rav Moshe says it is a problem. It's a separate from the issue, which we're not going to get to now, about music b'zman hazeh. They have to look at the Gemara, the first parak in Gittin, and the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Some are Medayit, they open up the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Sfiras HaOmer. And they say, hey, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word about music. Shulchan Aruch, well, it must be. He mentions haircuts, he mentions weddings, he mentions, that's all he has to mention. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, you know, Rikudus Umecholos, however you understand that. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word. Oh, must be, no, it's not Mutter. Look in the other Shulchan Aruch. Right, this is exactly the point about the Kavach Omer that Reb Chaim said before. You can look at one place, but you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Churban HaBayis. It'll show you all music is also the whole year. You don't need Sfira. Right? Whatever's also the whole year is also during Sfira. Right? So that's so you can't be bedayik from one Shulchan Aruch unless one knows all of Shulchan Aruch. But that's a general point. This specifically, Rashi and the Marsha and Reb Moshe are talking about specific music connected to church music.
What about church music outside the church?
What about...
Let's say the end of the year, you'll have the church music outside.
I would say any music connected would be a problem. If it's specifically known and associated with the church, so I would assume that we're not allowed to have part of that. This is separate than Chukseim Oselechu. This is specifically because it's gonna lead to minus, as we will see. So Amro Olav Al Acher. Sorry. Right, so and Davashina Miskaven, I think, applies also. If you're not focusing, there's hearing and there's listening. Hearing and listening. It can be Michalik in the English language. Amru Olav Al Acher, B'shoi Shoyom Beis HaMedrash, so they said about Acher, connected to the previous, that when he was sat and learning, even beforehand, Har Beis Sifrei Minim Noshe Mecheiko, when he was learning and he got up to go outside for a minute, a bunch of books fell off his lap. Many apikarsim books fell off of his lap, heretical books. Everybody see that he had this planted in him beforehand. As the Chasam Sofer we mentioned yesterday said that he didn't go in strong and then he tried to deepen his emunah. He went in with doubts. He went in to figure things out, and if I can figure it out, fine. If not, I'm going to give it up. And that is not the proper attitude that we have by any questions of emunah. We always have the answer first, and then we go in to delve deeper, but we don't take the questions to get the answers. Sha'al Nimus Hagardi as Rabbi Meir. Nimus Hagardi, who was a great Chacham, asked Rabbi Meir, again Rabbi Meir, who was the Talmud, call Amar Denachas Lioris Salik. Isn't it true that any wool that's put into the cauldron with the dye is going to pick up the color of the dye? So says, what he's really asking, Rashi explains, is isn't anybody who learns going to be protected by that learning? Isn't that some type of protection? So Amar Rabbi Meir says, call Man Davi Nokiagav Ime Salik. Anybody who's clean, if the wool's clean when it goes in, it's clean originally, so then, you know, it's going to get the color. If it's not clean originally going in, then it's not going to get the true color. And he wasn't clean going in. Again, there's a Yerushalmi that some of the Rishonim here quote, that what does it mean, agav ime? What is agav ime? So it means that by acher is bris, his father was machnis him lebris shalo lishma. The Yerushalmi quotes that he was doing it, that he should become not that he should become Nichas Labris, he should become a full Jew, but he was doing it for whatever. However, it's explained, Shalol Lishma, he brought it with Machazim Labris. It's even originally, there was some negative factors in his upbringing, but that's Agav Ime, based on his upbringing. Period. That's the end of Acher. So again, there's a lot more to speak about, but feel free to delve into it yourself. Don't delve too deeply, but delve in the proper way, but that's the Acher story, Chagiga Tesvav. Okay, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva with the next one. Rabbi Akiva, Olav B'Shalom, V'Yard B'Shalom. He went B'Shalom, and he came out B'Shalom. He was the only one. V'Olav HaKas of Omer, about him, it says in Shir HaShirim, Mashcheini Acharecha Nerutza. Pull me, Acharecha Nerutza, I'll run after you. V'Yaf Rabbi Akiva, Bikshu Malachi Asharis L'Dochvo. The Malachim wanted to push Rabbi Akiva aside. The Mefarshim explained, because they didn't like him using the Shem Hashem, they wanted to push him away. Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anichu L'Zakin Zeh, Hashem says, tough, leave him. He's fitting to be mishtamish me. My darash, what is the question here? My darash, so we'll go with Rashi's first pshat. My darash, how did Rabbi Akiva know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Shekhinah was, that he would keep guard not to look at it directly? How did he know, like, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, that he would be Nizar? So, Amar Rabbi Arachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'asa Me'rivavos Kodesh. He knew it from the Pasuk in Zos HaBracha. Hashem comes in the myriad of Kodesh, of holy ones. Os hu b'rvav shalo. He knew that when he sees the myriads, when he sees the rvav, he knows the Kodesh Baruch was there, so he knows to shield himself and to guard his eyes. Rabbi Avo Amar, another Pasuk, Dagul Mervava. Dogma Mervava, Dugma hu b'rvav shalo. He's a Dugma amongst his rvavah. So whatever this means, that he knew, Rabbi Akiva knew the surroundings where HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be, and in that way he was able to protect himself. V'Reish Lakish Amar, Hashem Tzvako Shemo, Adon Hu B'Tzva Shalo, he is an Adon in his army. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the final pasuk, Lo Baruch Hashem, V'Achar HaRuach Rash, Lo Barash Hashem, V'Achar Rash Eish, Lo Be'Eish Hashem, there was a wind, there was a fire, and Hashem wasn't in any of these, V'Achar Eish called to Mamadaka, V'Hine Hashem Over. And then afterwards there was a little small voice, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, not in the great, loud, and graphic images, but in the small one, in Kol Dama Daka. Period. End of story. Tana Rabbanan. Next Agadata. A little more Agadata before we get into the final, back to Chagiga, and then the last parak is going to be about Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Shisha Dvarim Nemru B'Shedim. Six things said about Shedim. Shlosha kamalachei asharis v'shlosha kabnei adam. In three ways they're like angels. In three ways they're like people. Shlosha kamalachei asharis. Yeshlam kanafayim kamalachei asharis. They have wings like angels. V'tasin misofa olam v'asofo. And they could fly from one end of the world to the other. Kamalachei asharis. So they have wings. They use those wings. And number three, the Yodin Masha Asid Lios Kabbalah Sharis. And they know the future, like the angels. They ask the Gemara, Yodin Zalkadadach, who knows the future? Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the future. Nobody else knows the future. El Shomin Meachori Apargon Kabbalah Sharis. No, they hear from behind the curtain, like Malach Sharis. That doesn't mean that they know. They overhear, like Malach Sharis. This might be why this story is here. Because yesterday we spoke about, he heard Meachori Apargon. That Acher can't do tshuva. So they hear Kimachoya Pargod. So in three ways, they're like, the Shadim are like angels. Ushlosha Kabbani Adam, and in three ways, they're like people. Ochlan Vishosa Kabbani Adam, they eat and drink. Parin Varavin Kabbani Adam, they reproduce like people. Umesim Kabbani Adam, and they die like people, unlike angels don't do any of this. Even when an angel eats, it's only because it doesn't want to be different than those around them. The angels by Avram Avinu. It's only because, that was because fundamentally they had to eat. What is a shade? What is a shade? I'm not going to go too much into that, but just there's a discussion of this in Pirkei Avos. In Pirkei Avos, so the Mishnah says in Perek Hay, the 10 items that were created Bein Hashmashos. Abar Dvarim Nivar Bein Hashmashos, Ve'elohein, Pi Ha'aretz, Pi Ha'be'er. Important Rambam on that Mishnah, where the Rambam writes basically every nace, these 10 that were created at Bein Hashmashos, really are just examples. Really, every nace that was going to take place in history was created at Bein Hashmashos, and what it really means is that every miracle was pre-programmed by God at Bein Hashmashos. Because of the Rambam's view, if Hashem would have to change nature at any time in history, that would represent an imperfection in nature at that time. So you have to say, really, everything is nature. There's no such thing as nace. Any nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pre-programmed that at this time in history, water would split. At this time in history, this would happen. All water would be dam. So really, all of these are examples, that says the Rambam. And you have all the Mishnah there, the Aton, the Keshes, which we'll talk about soon, the Mun, and on the list, V'yesh Omrin, Af HaMazikin. Mazikin were created then. Demons. So what a Mazikin? So the Bartanura, the Rav Bartanura there says, Elu HaShedim. These are the shadim that were created at the last few moments of creation. Shela'achar shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam b'chava. After Hashem created Adam and Chava, Hayim misasik bibriyasan. Hashem was in the middle of creating the mazikin, the shadim. Ukishebara ruchoseyem. V'lo hispik levura gufrasam ashakidesh hayom. Unusual. He created their spirits and he was about to create their goof, but time ran out. Right? Shabbos came. And therefore, creation had to stop. V'nisharu ruchos below guf, says the Rav Bartanura, and they were left with just the spirit. They're left with a ruach and no guf. That's a shade. I have to fit it into this Gemara. This Gemara says that shadim have to eat, and shadim have to drink, and shadim have to say die like people. It doesn't sound like from this Rav Bartanura that they're physical, but that's what he says there. The Tiferes Yisrael there says he malachei chavala. Shadim are destructive angels. They're very, very low level angels. Sometimes Malachi Asharis. But this is where some of the Mefarshim discuss what is a shade, connecting it to Mazik and created Bein Hashmashos. Right, so the question is, how the Rambam says many, many Gemaras are not to be taken literally. How do you understand these Shadim? You know, there are many Gemaras, Shadim, and Shade has a double shadow. All these Gemaras, many of these Gemaras, the Rambam says, we have to understand, or he rejects them. The Vilna Gaon in Yoredeya says that, have philosophy hit us so. Right, the Rambam was influenced by his philosophical tendencies to not read a lot of Gemaras Kipshuto. Many Gemaras, the Rambam says that, you know, angels never appeared to Avraham in the form of man, it was all a vision. Many stories in the Torah, even the Rambam has differently. Most Mefarshim have the other approach, that these Gemaras are to be taken literally somewhat on a certain level. Next. So the six ways that Shadim are like people and like angels. Shisha Dvarim Nemru B'Bnei Adam. Six things said about people. Shlosha Kamalach Hasharis V'Shlosha Kebehema. In three ways people are like angels. In three ways we are like animals. Shlosha Kamalach Hasharis, three ways like angels. Yesh Lahem Da'as Kamalach Hasharis. We have Da'as. Umahalchim Bekom Zakufa Kamalach Hasharis. We stand on two legs. We walk straight like Malachim. Umisaprin Belashana Kodesh Kamalach Hasharis. and we talk Lashon HaKodesh, like Malachi Asharis. Lashon HaKodesh. Why dafka Lashon HaKodesh? But first, I'm saying even speech. Speech itself is the Koach HaDibur. Isn't that makes us different? Why dafka Lashon HaKodesh? So the AC Yosef says, because Lashon HaKodesh is the one... Lashon HaKodesh, it's a contrast, I think, says the AC Yosef. The question is, B'kol Dibur Nami, Lo Dami L'Behema. V'yebkeh Afi Lohayim Adab, Lashon HaKodesh. Any language. V'yesh Lomar, T'bikivin Malachi Asharis, Einem Avidim Ela, B'Lashon HaKodesh. Yilav Da'adam Adab, Lashon HaKodesh, Lo Avim Adam Imlay. There's a Chazal that say that angels only speak Lashon HaKodesh. So because of that, that's how we have to emphasize this aspect, that we have this ability, and in that way, we are like angels. Again, the focus of Lashon HaKodesh, the Pirshim Mishnayos, the Rambam writes in Pirkei Avos, beginning of Perek Beis, what's an example of a mitzvah kala? Have you heard of a mitzvah kala kavachamura? It's a mitzvah kala, the Rambam there mentions, limud Lashon HaKodesh. Speaking Hebrew. Second, beginning of the second Perek in Pirkei Avos. Lashon HaKodesh. Also interesting that it's a separate factor, Deya and Lashon HaKodesh. We usually look at speech just as a reflection of intellect. But here, separately on the list, is the Koach HaDibur and Seichel and thought. Interesting, you have to figure out Koach HaDibur is a separate idea. Shlosha kibehema, and then in three ways we're like animals. Ochlan v'shosin kibehema, parad v'ravid kibehema, umotzin rei kibehema. We go to the bathroom like an animal. So again, we are very high and very low. Right, we are higher, we have a greater potential than angels because we have all these physical and we try to get closer to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that is the three ways we're like angels, three ways we are like people. Mepharshim asks, Tosfos already points out on top, why doesn't it say, like, Shadim are like people? Why doesn't it say, like, people are like animals that we die like animals? Just like it said that by Shadim. That's one of the aspects of an Adam. Why isn't it on this second list? So the Iyun Yaakov, a number of Mepharshim talk about this. The Iyun Yaakov says, because Ein L'damos Misas Adam L'Behema. You can't compare the two Misos. Why? De Ein Misa L'Adam B'lo Chet. Adam, we die, except for the four people in history, we die because of chataim. But when it comes to animals, they die because they die. They don't die because of a chait. And he says, you have to say the same thing about shadim then, because it says shadim are like people. So you have to say shadim also die because of chait. But you can't compare, ein adome, misas habehema, notwithstanding certain psukim in Koheles, but you can't compare misas habehema to misas adam. The Riff quoted, not the real Riff, but the Riff quoted in the Ein Yaakov has another suggestion. He says, here we're talking about the Brias HaAdam. At Brias HaAdam we weren't supposed to die before the Chet. Before the Chet of Adam HaKhava we weren't supposed to die. So maybe that's what it's talking about. There wasn't the Knas of Misa yet. What about sleep? So Tosfos talks also about that. Tosfos on top says, Havimasi L'mechshav Yishenim. Why doesn't it mention sleep? So he says, maybe sleep is 1/60th of death, and whatever answer you give for death, you give for sleep. That's how the Rav Segal explains Tosfos. But he says, maybe it's included in the others. That's all he says, Tosfos. So he explains, that's what he also says. Maybe motzi rei is included in the eating aspect sometimes. Yeah.
Rama doesn't believe in shadim. What about
angels? Rama doesn't believe in shadim. Angels, you have to know, the Rambam has a different interpretation of what angels means. You have to read the Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, the beginning where he gets into metaphysics. He talks about what are angels. There's some type of ideas. Can I, I'm not...
But how would he interpret... In Haggadah, we said that Hashem intervened personally.
Right, in the Haggadah, loy de malach, loy de sarach. So the Rambam has understandings of angels. We have to figure out what they are. They're not like beings like other Rishonim would hold. Very different. Very different than the Ramban. But you have to study what exactly the Rambam sheet is. Okay, back to what the Mishnah said on Daf Yud Aleph. Kol Mistakel. If you look at four things, it's better that you didn't come to the world. Fine, what's above, what's below, what's later, the future. We understand why that could lead somebody away. But what's so terrible about looking about what was before what happened before creation? What's so terrible about that? Ask the Tosfos Rid. I'm not exactly sure what this pasuk, what this question is, because isn't it also thinking about God and leading you astray? So he says, I don't know, he says, bedochik, so again, I don't know if this is true, he says, but in bedochik, he says, most people, what happened? They want to know what God is now. They want to know what about the future. To study about how the world was created, that's not such a popular science. It's says the Tosfos Rid. I don't know. I think it is a pretty popular science in the world of philosophy. But Tosfos Rid says, "Apia tchak lo olam ein adam choker la daas ela b'mashahu ata o b'masha asid lios hilkach." And yistakel, if you do look, you're not going to focus so much on it. So Chazal aren't so worried about the past, but about now and about the future, they're more worried. But again, he realizes it's a bit dochic exactly what this question is. So what exactly is so terrible about that? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Darmat Shavaihu. So they give a mashal. Mashal melech basav adam, shemel lavadav. A king tells his servants, Benuli platrin, gedolin al ha'ashba, build me a big palace on the garbage dump. Holchu, banulo. And then they built a beautiful palace. In Rizoto shemelech lahasker shema ashba. So the king wants everybody to forget what was there beforehand. Right? Look at the palace. Forget the garbage that was here beforehand. So mashal, you know, that was the word. What was before it? Tohu bavohu. Tohu bavohu, that's not what you're supposed to focus on. That's not the point. It's not the tohu bavohu. It's the palace. It's the world. That's the gavos. Okay. So Mahi, the Mishnah ended off by saying, anybody who doesn't have covet on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's better that he didn't come to the world. So what does that mean? So Mahi, who is somebody who did not have covet? 2 days. Rabbi Abba Amar, the Hamistaka Bakeshes. Somebody who gazes at a rainbow. Rabbi Yosef Amar, the Ha'over Avera Baseser. Somebody who violates an Avera in private. Let's finish first, then we'll talk about it. Hamistaka Bakeshes, Dechsev. Where do you know that you're not supposed to look at a rainbow Dechsev? Because it says in the Maisa Merkava by Yecheskel, Kimara Hakeshes, Asher Yieh Be'anon Be'amageshem, like a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, Kein Mare Hanoga Saviv Humare Demus Kvod Hashem. That is somehow a reflection of the Shechina itself, and therefore one's not supposed to gaze at a rainbow. Rav Yosef Amar, Zeha Over Avir Baseser. No, this is referring to somebody who actually, let's stop there. Let's talk about the rainbow for a minute. So Mistakel Bakeshes. So what's so, the big question is, don't you make a bracha on a rainbow? They make a bracha on a rainbow, you can't look at a rainbow. You have to look at a rainbow. Exactly, you're not looking at a rainbow. You make a bracha on a rainbow. It's one of those brachas you got to know by heart. It's only 6 words. Many people don't know it, but when you see a rainbow, you generally don't have a sitter. And you got to know the bracha. 6 words. Dokar, bris dema, bris of a kaim b'mamaro. So it's something that we have to, hopefully we know. But if not, we have to go home today and memorize it, so the next time we see a rainbow, we don't lose the opportunity. But the question is, what does it mean that you also to look when you make a bracha? So the Meiri has a das yechidi, which we don't usually follow. The Meiri says, no, it just means you're not allowed to focus on the pasuk. You're not supposed to analyze the pasuk too deeply, comparing a rainbow to Hashem, but obviously you can look at a rainbow. Most don't assume that. The Rosh, quoted in the Abu Dram, says that no, there's a difference between histaklus and re'iyah. As we mentioned before, listening and hearing. In English, we might say looking, staring, gazing. All different levels of seeing. So mistakel is somewhat not just glancing. Mistakel is our serious histaklus. Talks that we mentioned this in other halachas as well. But histaklus means that's when you're not supposed to gaze, says the Rosh of the rainbow, because it symbolizes the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy us, and he didn't, but it symbolizes our avono somewhat. Therefore, you make the bracha, and you can look at it, but one is not supposed to gaze. And this is even meduyuk in the Shulchan Aruch. The language of the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Chav Tes. Shulchan Aruch says, Haroe HaKeshes, Omer, Baruch HaShem, Lakeinu Bechlam, Zohar, Bris, Nehmer, Bisa, Bekaim, Amaro. So haroeh, the usur lehistakel b'bi yoser. So it says haroeh, and then he says usur lehistakel. It's a big shaila, you know. It says it's a simin ra if you see a rainbow, but it's one of the most beautiful parts of nature. We always want to go call our friends and call our everybody that we know. So there's a Mishnah. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayi Adam that you know you're not supposed to tell people. The ain kedai lahagid lechaveru sheish keshes. Not supposed to tell people. That's not the minug. Minog is, you tell, you want everybody to see the Priyas Hashem. So the question is, what if somebody hears about it? You have a chiv to go out. The Piskei Tshuvas has a discussion. If somebody tells you there's a rainbow in your middle of learning, you know, should you go out to make the bracha? Generally, we don't say you have a chiv to go and make a bracha shevach v'hodah. But this is a question because, you know, we like to make this bracha. But there is this undercurrent in the Mefarshim that there is a negative side to a rainbow. The Klei Yakar just gives a Pshat Derech Drash. Okay. What do you mean, Mistakel Bekeshes? So he quotes that, no, if you look at the Keshes and you basically say, I can do whatever I want. Because look, there's a rainbow. Kadosh Baruch Hu is never going to destroy the world anymore. Mistakel Bekeshes. You know, then Roy, that Shlobala Olav. Therefore, that's not the proper attitude. You can't say that, you know, I'm going to do it, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy the world. So that's the issue of Mistakel. No, I think it's only in the sky. There is a big discussion in the post-gim. The Bir Halacha leaves it pasafik. What if you only see part of a rainbow? You don't see the whole arch. you make a bracha just parts? So the Bir Halacha has a suffix. He doesn't answer the question. Restore Bach Rife, because he has a suffix, maybe you should say it without Shevet Malchus. If you only see part of a rainbow. I think the minhag is that even if you see part of a rainbow, people make a bracha. But he has that suffix about whether one should make a bracha if you don't see the entire rainbow. Maybe it's only because you have to make sure it is the rainbow. Sometimes it's just a reflection of, but you have to make sure. So that is the first example of not being chas al kvod kono. Number two is if somebody violates an aveira in private. So over aver b'seisak, over aver b'seisak, il doche gragli shchina. It's like you're pushing away the legs of the shchina. Shneimar komar Hashem Hashemayim kisiva aretz adom raglai, because you're going in private doing an avera, and it's as if you're saying Hashem's not here, Hashem doesn't see me. Right, like the Marsha says, it's just like the Gemara in Baba Kama, the difference between a ganav and a gazlan. Why is a ganav worse? Because a ganav is at least a gazlan equally doesn't care about people and doesn't care about God, but a ganav who steals a private, so that's much worse, because as if he's saying Hashem is not here. Aini, is this really true that doing an aveira in private is very bad? V'yamar Rabbi Law Hazakein, Rabbi Law says we have this in Maseches Tainis. Imro Adam Sheyisum is Gabra Lav. If a person sees that his Yisahar is getting the better of him, Yilach L'Malchav Sheyimakir Natzol V'yabashchorid V'yisadiv Shchorid. He should go to a place where he's not recognized, and he should put on black, and he should wear black. V'yasam Hashalivo Chafetz. And there he should do the aveira. V'yichal Shem Shemayim Befarhesya. And don't be Michal Shem Shemayim in the place where everybody knows him. So there it seems like just go to a place where you're not known, not in private. So is the focus, is it so terrible? So the Gemara answers, Lo kasha hadamatzi kaif liyitzrei, hadalo matzi kaif liyitzrei. So what does that mean? We'll go with Rashi's pshat. Where is it bad to do an avera in private? That is where somebody could really control himself. He could be Kovish's Yetzer, but he says to himself, you know what, nobody's here, what's the big deal? That's the negative one, that if you're not chas al kvod kono. But where a person can't control himself, it's obviously better to do it in private than to do it in public. So that's the statement of Rabbi Ilah. We had mentioned there in Moedka and Daf Yud Zayin exactly what this mimer means. Does it really mean that you can't go to the Avera there if you have no control? We mentioned then, if you remember, a beautiful thought from the Ben Yehoyada over there that it says, there, you should go there and then do Masha Libo Chafetz. It doesn't say Masha Hu Rotze. Masha Libo Chafetz. What does that mean? The famous Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, that really all Averis are just a Yetzer Hara that's forcing us to do Averis, but really every Jew inside wants to do the right thing. So he should go there, go into Galus, go where nobody knows him, and then he'll be able to do Masha Libo Chafetz. Masha Libo, what he really wants to inside, because then he'll be embarrassed and he'll know that's a way to do tshuva if he goes there. So that's Bimadayik Masha Libo Chafetz. Darash, yeah. Tosfos there disagree with Rashi. Correct. So Tosfos agree with Rashi. So Tosfos talks about it here also. He goes to Rabbeinu Chananel. Second Tosfos. The same machlokas we had there. Tosfos disagrees, and he has to give shine on this. Right. A little bit harder to read this one, because here it sounds like it's actually taking place. Okay. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani, Maturgim Bin Nidder, Rav Dorish Lakish, Kol Mestachah B'Gimel Dvarim, Enav Keos. Anybody who looks at these three things, his eyes get weakened. Bekeshes Ubanasi V'Kohanim. The rainbow, Anasi, Ubikohanim, and the Kohanim during Duchening. Bekeshes Dechsiv, Kamara Keshes Asher Yeh Ba'anon B'Yom HaGeshem, Humara Dibus Kvod Hashem, we have that. Bidnasi Dechsiv Rasata Behotcha Alav. Sounds like based on subpasik by Yoshua and Moshe, you shouldn't be focused so much on the leader. Maybe it's that, don't focus that the leader is the source of your salvation. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the power to the Nasi. You shouldn't deify our leaders. And Bekanim, the Bach takes out the next word, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, where the Beis HaMikdash stood, Shoyo Omdim Al Duchanan, when they benched everybody, Umavarchan Es Yisrael B'Shem HaMafurish, and they duchid. Rashi quotes that the Shechina is on the fingertips of the Kohanim, and therefore this is the Makar, one of the Makaros, that we don't look at the Kohanim during duchening. The Maruk Seer of Yaakov Emden writes that he thinks from this Gemara, the Kohanim are not supposed to put their hands under their talus. Or else what's the point? Then you don't see it anyway. The point is that you don't look at the fingers. So he thinks they should keep it out. So, but the minhag all of us put it under. But this is really a 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes two different opinions in Kuf Chav Ches, whether the Kohanim are supposed to put their fingers outside their talus so they don't see it, or inside their talus. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. He says, Hagav, v'gam ha-kohanim lo yistak l'paneihem, v'akei nogu l'shal shal talus al paneihem, v'ideyem chutz l'talus, the Ramah quotes these 2 days. V'yesh v'kobash al-agu yideyem l'fnim in ha-talus, 2 days, and again, the minhag ha-olam now is for the Kohanim to have it underneath. But again, we still don't look at the Kohanim, even though the talus is covering them. But again, part of this is that just to focus on what's happening, the Berachas Kohanim. The Berachas Kohanim says, not only are you not supposed to look at the Kohanim, you're not supposed to do anything else there. You're supposed to just listen to the Berachas Kohanim. Dorsha b'yudah barach b'edi, but you're going to be the Reish Lakish, Vaiter. Don't trust in your friends. Don't have bitachon in the aluf, in the officer. If the Yitzhahara tells you sin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mochel, don't believe him. Reya refers to Yitzhahara. Ra and Reya play on words. That's a reference to the Yitzhahara. Vein aluf, and that's the first part of the pasuk. Don't believe the Yitzhahara. Second part of the pasuk. Vein aluf el Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar aluf nu'rai atah. Means don't listen. And if you say that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be mochel, don't Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not mochel then. Shema tomar miye miyidbi. So what if somebody says, oh, who's going to know? Who's going to testify against me? Avnei beso v'kares beso shaladam he miyidim bo. The person's house is going to testify about him in the future. Shidamaki Evan Mikir Tizak, the Kafis Meitzi Anena. The stones are going to scream out from your walls. The neshama of a person will give testimony against him. Shinemar Mishocheves Chekecha, from the one that lies in your bosom. Shamar Pischei Picha, you have to guard from that. So Eze Yidavar Sheshecheves Becheiko Shal Adam, what he lies close with us. Havi Omer Zeh Neshama. And finally, Reb Zvika Omar, two more. Shnei Malachi Hashareis, Hamalavin Oso, Hein Me'idin Bo, the two angels, the two malachim that accompany each person in life, they're going to give testimony. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, that in the olden days they used to say a special tefillah before they went into the bathroom, saying goodbye to their angels. And then when they came out, they said hello again. Shulchan's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, so we don't do the bizban as that. We're not on that level. Bo, Shneimar ki malachim yisavalach neshbaracha b'chol derechecha. Really, there were two angels, so they're going to give testimony. V'yesh omrim, evarev shal adam me'idin bo, Shneimar v'atem me'dayinu Hashem, v'ani kel. So either the evarim themselves of a person. Again, each one of these has symbolism, a bit different part connected to a person. So now we get back to Inyanim of Maseches Chagiga. Says the Mishnah, Yosef ben Yoezer Omer Shalom Lismoch, Yosef ben Yochanan Omer Lismoch. Are you allowed, that we know the part of an avoda of a karban is smicha, leaning with full force on the animal, and if it's a karban connected to an aveira, we're misvadeh, we say vidui. If not, if the Rambam says, Yireli, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos that by a shlamim you lead on the animal and you say divrei shevach, you say praise. We do some type of smicha by almost all animals, almost all karbanos. So do we do smicha on yantif? Because as we're going to see, using an animal on yantif is an iser derabanan, is a shvus. I'm not allowed to use an animal, so leaning with full force at an animal is considered usage of the animal. So am I allowed to do that on yantif? So machlokes, and Rashi and Tosas both quote, this was the first machlokes in history. Rashi quotes, Zui machlokes rishona shahaisa b'chachma Yisrael. And Tosas quotes the Yerushalmi, that before this there was no machlokes. This was the first one. And then Shammai and Hillel had four, and after that, the floodgates opens, and now we have plenty. Yeah.
So
the Maariv Chaya says, we do find some arguments earlier, you know, what about even Rus, right, the Moab, evil or Moabis, wasn't that in the time of Tanakh? What about Tosa's quotes? Machlokas teach Shaul and David about Milve Upruta, David and Melchit Goliath. He thought he was going to be married to Shaul's daughter, and Shaul says, no, I meant you have to get me the Arlis more. Almost Machlokas even Tanakh. So the Maariv Chaya suggests that maybe only we're talking about Machlokos Kayamos. Not one time in history where they decided something, and that was it, and that other sheet never existed anymore. But it was a machlokas where there were two shittos that continued. That there was a mesar about the two shittos of different rabbanim. Those machlokasim, like, there was no rav that ever believed, that continued to believe, that even the women of Ammon and Moab were excluded. Right? Once the machlokas was decided, Machain and Hevel also had a machlokas. That wasn't, right, but it wasn't that, you know, so it means a machlokas kayamos. Okay. So one says not to be somech, one says to be somech. Yeshua ben Brachi Omer Shalom Lismach, Nidar Beli Omer Lismach. Yudah ben Tabai Omer Shalom Lismach, Shemet Tashetach Omer Lismach. Right, so all this machlokas was passed down from generation to generation. Shemaya Omer Lismach, Avtayin Omer Shalom Lismach. Hillel and Menachem Onech Luku, they didn't have an argument. Yosef Menachem Nechna Shammai, born Shammai, took over for Menachem. What does it mean, Yosef? We'll get to that later. Bez Hashem, Shammai Omer Shalom Lismach. Hillel Omar Lismach. So all these pairs that have arguments. Says the Mishnah, Harishonim Hayu Nisiyim. The first on the list in all of these cases were Nisiyim. The Nasi was the head of the Besdin. V'shniyim lahem av Besdin. And the second one on the list is the av Besdin, or the avos Besdin, which were second in command. Tanu Rabbanan, shloshim izugas harishonim sha'amru shlo lismoch. Three of the ones in the Mishnah that held not to do smicha. Ushnayim izugas achronim sha'amru lismoch. And two of the ones that said to do smicha, hayu nasiyim. Those five were Nesiyim, Vishniyim Lahem Avos Bezdin, and the other ones were all Avos Bezdin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, they say no. Yehuda ben Tabai Av Bezdin, Ushimon ben Shadach Nasi. Yehuda ben Tabai was the Av Bezdin, and Shimon ben Shadach was the Nasi. The one Machlok, what's that, if you have to do the math, what's the Machlok? Guess here, the difference was, what was Yehuda ben Tabai? Was Yehuda ben Tabai a Nasi or an Av Bezdin? The Mishnah holds that he was a Nasi like Rabbi Meir. Right, that's the one that we have to focus on. So Mantanus. Now we say Mantanus. Who is the author of the following brisa? Again, remember, Remeir is the one who we're going to say eventually is the author of the Mishnah. That Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, he was the Nasi. So here we go. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai. Yehuda ben Tabai once said, "Erev Nechama." Erev Nechama is a lashon that I should have nechama, but it's like it's a lashon sagi nahar, meaning if I ever did this, I should get cursed. Erev Nechama im lo harakti eid zomeim, if I didn't kill an eid zomeim, meaning I did kill an eid zomeim. Eid zomeim, we know, a witness who comes who says Reuben killed Shimon, and then two other witnesses come and say it can't be because he was with us. They don't say anything about the content of the testimony. They just say he couldn't have known that because he was with us somewhere else. So we know kasha zomeim lasos la'achiv, the punishment that he wanted to give the others, he gets that punishment. Eid Zomim, which the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Chiddushu, it's a Chiddush. If we have time, we'll talk about it. He gets punished even though he didn't get his punishment fulfilled. But so he says, if I didn't kill an Eid Zomim, meaning I did kill an Eid Zomim, and Baruch Hashem that I killed an Eid Zomim. Lahotzi b'libish al Sukim, to go against the Tzukim's view, the ones who only believe in Torah Shebechsav, Shoya Omrim, because they used to say, Ein Edom Zomim Ne'eragan Hashi Eragan Ido. They said, no, Edom Zomim is only if you carried out the punishment. If he got the guy killed, so then he gets killed. Well, it makes sense. Only if he tried to, but if he got the guy killed already, so then you kill him? So again, that's Xeris HaKasa, there are a couple of reasons, but we'll get to that later. But that's what the Tzukim used to say, that the Edom Zomim are not killed unless the Nidon, the defendant, was already put to death. What's your problem?
He wasn't doing it because of Tzedukim. He was doing it because he was following the Torah.
Oh, we'll get to, though, he was mistaken in a minute, what his mistake was. Amar lo Shimon ben Shetach. So Shimon ben Shetach says, Erev Nechama. He says, Erev Nechama. Im lo shafach adam naki. He says, terrible. Why? Shemar chachamim chazal say, Ein edem zomin ne'eragan hashizum u'shnayem. You're only allowed to kill Edom Zomim if both of them became Zomim. If only one of them became Zomim, you don't kill them, and you kill them. Ve'ein lo g'nashe Zomushneim, and you don't give them Malkus unless both of them became Zomim. Ve'im Mishalim Mamon g'nashe Zomushneim, until all of them are upschlugged with Hazama, so then you don't punish them. So Miyad, Kilo of Yudah ben Tabai, so immediately Yudah ben Tabai accepted, Shirem or Halacha el b'fnei Shimon ben Shetach. He accepted from that point on, he will never paskin except in the presence of Shimon ben Shetach. Kol Yomav, let's finish the story and then we'll get to the question. Kol Yomav shel Yehuda ben Tabai, hoy mishtadik al kibur shel osa harug. Finishing up the story, Yehuda ben Tabai went to this guy who he had put to death, this Eid Zomim. He went to his kever and asked mechila every single day. V'hayakolo nishma, and they heard a voice. They always heard a voice from the makom hakever. People used to think that it was the call of the one who was already niftar, screaming out. Amar lahem, no, he says to them, Kolihu. Yehuda ben Tabai says, no, it's mine. It's mine, I'm crying. Teidu, and you'll know about it. Why? Shalomachar hu meis v'enklon nishma, because tomorrow I'm going to die. And you'll know that you're not going to hear the voice anymore. So the Gemara just interjects. Amar lahem, Rav Acha, b'rei d'rov l'ravashi. V'dima piyusi paise, o b'dina tave. How is that? How are they going to be convinced of that? Maybe even after Yehuda ben Tabai dies. Now the guy's happy, and he won't cry anymore. Or maybe he's taking him to Din and Shemayim now, because he's busy. So the Gemara just ends off with a question, how is that going to be a riot? But that's the end of the Braisa. Let's finish, get to the two dots, and then I'll say something. Mani. So, who is the author of this Mishnah? Who said that what? What happens here? Yehuda ben Tabai originally used to paskin by himself, and then all of a sudden says, I'm never going to paskin in front of Yushimin ben Shetach. So, Iyaret Bishlamar Rabbi Meir, if you're like Rabbi Meir, Darren Shimon ben Shetach, Av Bezdin, if you say that Shimon ben Shetach, like Rabbi Meir, who said that Shimon ben Shetach was the Av Bezdin, Yehuda ben Tabai Nasi, Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi, and the Nasi was really the head. So, Haydu Tukamori Halacha Bifle Shimon ben Shetach. So, that's how you know that he used to paskin by himself, because he was the Nasi. And then he decided that he doesn't want to do it anymore. anymore. So that makes sense. But if you hold out the other opinion, Shimon ben Shatach Nasi, but if you say that Yehuda ben Tabai was always the Av Bezdin, so Av Bezdin b'Fidiyasi mimor halacha, so how could he have originally paskin by himself? He wasn't the Nasi. So what do you mean he changed? How could he do it in the first place? Answers the Gemara, lo. Ma kibo of the Kamar, you're right, he never paskin by himself. But he used to combine and be on Bati Dinim without Shimon ben Shetach. And that's what he accepted, Liz Tarufe. The Afilu is Tarufe, Namilom is Tarifta. He accepted not to be part of any Bezdin from now on, except with his Rebbe. Period. Okay, so there are two discussions that we can have. Just one is Tosfos notes. Tosfos asks this a number of times in Shas, and that is, you know, there are chazals that say that even the animals of tzaddikim, there's otakala that happens to them. So how could this have happened to Yehuda ben Tabai? Oh, so Tosfos says, number of places, v'yesh lomar, d'lo shayach la'akshui, rak abi dvar achila. Only by edible, by dvar masurim shel achila, that's what the Gemara always says. That they're not nichshal, because that's something that goes inside of a person that really affects their neshama. So that's what Tosfos says here, and Tosfos says elsewhere as well. The Ramban in Chulin and Makos says maybe the guy was chayiv misa from some other place anyway. That's why you have to say that he put to death an innocent person. So this could be the Ramban lishitaso. Why the Ramban lishitaso? Kasha zamim lasus la'achiv. So as we said, xeris akasiv. Only if you try to put the guy to death, but if you put him to death it's pater. So we ultimately say it's xeris akasiv. Even though that's true, the Rishonim try to give some type of hesber. The smag says maybe it's because if you already put him to death, that's too late. You can't even get kapara for that. It's too much. You went too far. Death only helps if you didn't put him to death yet. But if your mamash put him to death, the smag. So that's that. The Marsha uses this smag to explain why if a person gives some of his kids to the molech, if he burns some of his kids to the molech, then he's chayim misa. But if he gives all his kids to the molech, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin you potter. Give all your kids to the molech. You burn all your children to the molech. Then you potter. So Marsha says it's like the smag. He says you're too far gone. You can't get kapara. Death won't help you here. Death won't help you. So he quotes that smog. The smog says that about kasher zavah l'kasher asa. But the Ramban in Shoftim, if you never saw this Ramban inside, look at it. The Ramban in Shoftim says, you know why kasher zamam? Because the guy must have deserved it. Elokim nitsa vadas kel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Bezdin. It can't be that the Bezdin put an innocent person to death. The siyata d'shmaya that's rest on a Bezdin. This does not mean that every Rav, every specific individual rabbi can't make mistakes. Of course. Nobody's infallible. But in terms of a Bezdin, putting somebody to death, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never let that happen. It must be that he was Chayim Misa anyway. So that's the same Ramban here in the story that says that maybe he was must have been that he was Chayim Misa and therefore he was put to death. Okay? Sorry? But he himself didn't know that. He didn't know that. How was he supposed to know? If he's worried about himself, he's covering his own skin. He feels bad about it. It wasn't his job to put him to death. He was the tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll continue Be'ez Hashem with the two dots tomorrow. Okay, today's shiur was sponsored by the Friedman family. Zeichen Nishmas, Simarachel, Bas, Harav, Tzvi, Aryeh.